episode 329, Confessions of an Upset Mama. Enough is enough!
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, sisters. How are you feeling? Come on, let's go. Let's get moving and grooving. It is time to shake, rattle, and roll. Yeah, come on, let's get up. Come on. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yes, Michelle, I'm dancing. I'm so excited that you're here. Yes, it's Friday for me. Is it Friday for you? Yeah, of course it's Friday for you. Okay, maybe it's not Friday for you. But hopefully you're having a wonderful day. As this is being released on a Friday, it doesn't matter what day it is, you are awesome. And I just want you to know that. Okay, guess what? We're working on Crazy 60-Day Push. And can you tell I just got to talk to you about something? Because enough is enough. I'm just telling you. It's a confession day. It's all confessions. And maybe when I'm done talking about it, I'll feel so much better. Actually, I don't feel too bad. But before we jump into that, we are on day 34. Can you believe it? Day 34. No way, Jose. It is. Seriously, we're day 34 of the 60-day push. Now, if you're following along, you've been keeping up with all this craziness, you are on track to bring massive momentum into 2016. Now, I'm doing this right with you. And I can tell you now, my days have not been perfect. But I keep what? Pushing through. That's why it's called the 60-day push. In order to impact, you got to what? I'm pushing ahead, creating impact. You are creating transformation. You got to keep going, right? Well, I hope you are doing that. And if you're like, well, I just kind of stumbled upon this, Christiane. So what in the world are you talking about? Text 60-Day Push, 60-DAYPUSH, to the number 44222, and you too can get some information sent right to you. It drops in your email when you're ready to look at it. You may want to check your spam folder once in a while because it likes to hide out there. And you will be a part of the 60-Day Push. Oh, I'm just telling you, enough is enough. Are you ready? I told you, are you ready to shake, rattle, and roll? Because I really feel like that's what we need to be doing as a mama here. There are days that I just am like, can I just crawl underneath those covers? Well, today actually started out really good. I was so on point. Man, I had everything done. My workout, all of it was going so fine and dandy. And then I got the email. Oh, you got to be kidding me. So I started reading the email. And it was from my sons, my little Einstein Noah, his music director, his band director. And she started out with this really nice thing of saying how proud she was of how far along Noah's coming on his trumpet. And he's just really practicing hard. And I was like, oh, what a nice little note to send me. And then came the next paragraph. However, and I was like, oh. Yeah, well, as they were cleaning up, the trumpet hit the floor. Oh, no, just not a carpeted floor, the tile floor. And it broke in three places. She continued on with a conversation and said, I've never seen this happen in my entire career. And I was like, so I'm reading the email. I've had a wonderful day. Rearranged furniture, finished decorating for Christmas, did a lot of work in the website. I mean, just having a magnificent day. Got my workout in, and oh, it was a sweaty, hot workout. It was awesome. I just felt like I was in the mood. I mean, you know, I was in the groove, man. Enough is enough, though. This email stops me right in my tracks. Ever had one of those days? That literally you kind of want to be like, of all the times, I mean, we just paid off his trumpet, just finished paying it. And guess what now? No insurance on it. Yeah, if it would have happened a little bit earlier, it would all have been covered, but now it's out of our pocket. So as I sat there and read it, I tried to remain calm. Because you see, in the olden days, calmness was not always on my side. And I went back and I reread the email the second time. And I realized that this whole thing was actually kind of positive. Why? He was practicing. How could I really get mad at him? Wasn't happy with the situation. But how could I? Most of us don't get that paragraph before everything falls apart, do we, in life? That preparation time of, you know what, this is going really good, but. And it's a big but. It's when that unknown, unsettling crisis comes about. And we really don't know what's taken us by surprise. It'd be nice if we always got that preparation paragraph to say, hello, just want you to know, Susan, that something's going to happen. You need to be prepared for it. Don't lose your mind. Don't get upset. Remain calm. This is how you need to respond. But in life, we don't get that. We can't prepare for everything. Why? Because life happens. We do our best to. A lot of times we do it by what? Trying to control it. Which then most of the time just means we're reacting to everything instead of responding to everything. You know, the E plus R equals O, event plus response equals outcome. If my R, my response, would have been differently, I don't know. I don't think my son would be talking to me right now. But I surprised myself in my response. And to the outcome, well, yeah, we still have a broken trumpet. But we have a better relationship. I didn't totally cream him. Just maybe a little bit. Okay, no, I didn't. But you know what it is because you know it costs money. When life begins to happen to you, what do? Do you retreat? Do you run away from the war because you weren't prepared for it? Do you stay hidden? And you wait till things kind of calm down because you really don't like confrontation? Or do you put your big girl panties on and say, okay, maybe I don't like this. I'm going to take a deep breath and let's see what happens. So I went to the store because not only was the trumpet broke, but we couldn't even get the mouthpiece out. So, man, we had a whammy of a whammy. And on top of that, it wouldn't have been necessarily a big deal. But you see, next week, there are two big events. They have their big concert and he has his contest that they do for music. Not good timing. And not only that, what the store is about 40 minutes away from where we live in order to get the repair done. So I called in advance to see, you know, how long could they give me any idea? And they said, nope, just bring it in the store. We'll have our repair guy take a look at it. I was like, okay. So off I went. Yeah, this was not on the calendar, was it? This was totally not in my, this is how my day is going to be. And oh, it's going great. But now look at this. But I drove. And as I stood in the store and the guy had taken back the trumpet, came back out and told me the costly price of what it would be to repair it. I just stood there and smiled, said a few sweet things. And he said, I'm glad to see that you're smiling through this. He goes, most people don't react like this. I listened very intently to what he was saying. What struck me was that he said most people don't react like this. But the key for me was that I was smiling. I wasn't really upset. I mean, I wasn't thrilled by the whole situation that I was put in. I mean, he could see we bought the instrument from him. He could see we just paid it off, that we no longer have insurance, so now it's totally out of pocket. But yet he was kind of amazed by how I was taking in the whole situation, because it really wasn't cheap change to get it repaired. Now, I tell you that because, you see, years ago, I would have been one to get hot under the collar. I would have been crazy. It would have driven me batty. I would have yelled. My blood pressure, I know, would have spiked, even without my son telling me. Just reading the email would have sent me in a tizzy. I would have gotten so angry and so upset that I probably, well, would have just kind of spat it off to him and said, really, really? Enough is enough. Do you not think that we don't work hard enough to provide for you? And on and on and on and on and on. Which really means nothing in the moment of the situation, except what? It pulls the two of you as a relationship apart. A trumpet doesn't need to pull a relationship apart. So when the music dude said, you know, I'm glad to see that you're smiling. It made me realize that I totally was practicing what I was training for. You see, I wasn't always good at being the calm one. Oh, I would be to strangers. But it's not what counts with the strangers. It's what counts with the ones you love. You know, when you let down all the walls and you're just you. You're your true you. Your raw you. And if if I got my son in here, he'd say, nope, she didn't kill me. I'm still breathing. But before, it would have been like he would have thought he was going to die. Because it was just the situation. I would get so hot under the collar. I wouldn't do anything to him, but I would just be mad. I'm sure my face would probably turn red underneath the makeup. Enough is enough. You see, I learned that what we do today is to better tomorrow. You see, in my tornado, I knew I had to come to grips with how I handled certain situations. I've told you guys, I've shared with you my anger. I'm not perfect. Do I raise my voice once in a while? Yes, I do. At the appropriate times? Yes. Sometimes not appropriate times? Yes. As often? No. I'm getting that R down a lot better. Because you see, I'm practicing today what is going to be implemented tomorrow. And a total stranger today said to me, I'm so glad to see you smiling through all this. He had no idea what was going on in my life. He didn't know me from way, way, way back when. But it was an eye opener. It's an eye opener that where you are now isn't where you're going to be tomorrow. But if you keep doing the same things that you don't like about yourself now, tomorrow isn't going to change. So in this 60-day push, in trying to become a better wife, a better mom, a better woman, a better servant of God, what are you doing today to train for tomorrow? You see, that's your kiss. The keep it simple strategy is train for life. That's what you're doing. Noah was just practicing. He was practicing what? For a better tomorrow, a better concert that was coming up. Yet this crazy thing happens. Down goes a trumpet and it breaks. I get the information. I try to remain calm, calmer than most. And our relationship smoother. He understands the ramifications as to what happened. He didn't do it on purpose. And I got to see I've grown. You see, what I've been practicing is working. What happened yesterday that I was working on and years ago, now it's becoming what? A habit. Most of the time, what we want in life isn't what we are practicing. Let me say that again. What we want in life is not what we are practicing. You need to start training for life. You need to start practicing what you want your tomorrow to be like, or tomorrow's going to be like today. If you would get up every single day and try to make it better than the day before, imagine how much growth you'll have between now and the end of your life here on earth. Kind of makes you stop and think, doesn't it? Enough is enough. So what can you do to train for life? Number one, you need to get back to the basics. You've got to get back to the basics. Number two, you've got to strengthen your foundation. It all comes from your foundation, not your husband's, not your mom's, not the kids. It's you. My husband cannot take care of the words and my blood pressure when I'm put under stress. Who's responsible for that? Me. My kids cannot control that. Who can? Me. So it's up to me to do it. I control me. You control you. So you got to strengthen your foundation. Number three, what does that mean? Ultimately, you got to answer the question, what cracks need to be sealed? When you have a foundation, it begins to settle, right? Things kind of get oozy-goozy and things then start to crack. And oh, sometimes we have water seepage. That's not good, is it? We got water coming into the house. You got to seal up those cracks. So what cracks need to be sealed in your foundation? If you're looking at wanting to build a healthy lifestyle for you, it's health and wellness. You're like, I am just not eating well. I don't exercise. I know I don't move around enough. I don't even walk 2,000 steps because now I've actually gotten a pedometer and I've watched what I've done and I sit more than I walk. And it's crazy. Well, if you try to do all of that all in the same day, you're going to be exhausted by day three. You won't make it. But if you begin by little steps, one moment, one step, one day at a time, find the cracks that you want to seal. You want to get healthy. Then start by, well, eating good food. Okay? Or maybe you're a sugarholic and your sugarholic is in soda pops. You love the Pepsis and the Cokes or even the diet drinks. They come in and you have a day. Start decreasing by one every week or so. If you go to that convenience store and you go in the morning, the afternoon, at lunch, and then you go at night, you're doing 52 ounces across the board. Holy Toledo. Let's start changing that out with water. Let's do only two of those drinks and then add some water in there. And just keep doing that and back away. It's amazing. Just those little things. What cracks need to be sealed? Number four, focus on the daily goals. You know, we're talking about the 60-day push. Think about that, 60-day push. If you're so overwhelmed and you already know that the holidays have got you coming and going already, you've got a Christmas list that isn't even half checked off yet, the Christmas decorations are still out everywhere, you're like, there is no way I am going to survive this. Enough is enough. Then take a breath and start with one thing, a daily goal that will what? Lead you to the success of your timed goals. You see, it's your daily goals that will sustain you when you're working on your time goals. Number five, don't give up. Smile. I guarantee you're being watched. Don't give up and smile. You are a role model, whether you want to be or not, for your spouse, for your children, for your family, sisters and brothers, your nieces and nephews, for your coworkers. You're being watched. Now, that's not necessarily to scare you, but that's to say, that's when they can sit there and say, you know, I've noticed a difference about you. Normally you wouldn't act this way, or you wouldn't do this, or I've seen you sustain this. Smile. Don't ever give up on you. So what are you going to do today? What are you going to do today to train for life, for tomorrow? Go out and make it an incredible day. Go make beautiful music. Train for life so you can love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.